When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On Newsnight tonight, renal patients in the central region left in despair as the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital shuts down its dialysis center for maintenance. Tonight, we'll hear from stranded patients who now have to pay exorbitant fees for the same treatment in private hospitals.
And this has also come to compound our problems.
We have to go for dialysis elsewhere. We have to travel long distances to seek the dialysis services.
We'll hear from the Renal Patients Association.
Dialysis is a lifetime something. And then, you know, people life depends on these machines to live. So if there should be a major shutdown, and it's going to be a big problem.
Also tonight, we will not back the Free SHS law if it is only designed to protect the political legacy of President Akufo-Addo rather than fix the quality concerns. That's from the NDC General Secretary.
Our concern is to make sure that the quality implementation is safeguarded. Our MPs, their job is to make sure that bill's conversation should be about how the quality of that program can be enhanced.
We'll hear more from the NDC as they announce plans to review the Free SHS to allow parents who can't afford to pay for their children's fees in order to save money, to expand the policy to cover primary schools as well.
The situation where government is forcing to literally pay the fees of even people who have paid is something that has to be looked at again. That is a major plank of the conversation relating to the review. It tells you there are still ways in which you can have a proper review where proper resources can be allocated to places where the real needs are being felt.
And we remain in election headquarters where the NDC is accusing the governing MPP of blatant plagiarism of their campaign strategy. A day after the MPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, wrapped up his tour of the Ashanti region.
Done what you call a proper listening tour, met different groups. And of course, I mean, you see that's been very copied avidly by the typical copycats, you know, our friends, trying to do exactly the same thing that John Mahama actually inaugurated. And just have the honor to acknowledge that, yeah, you're copying your opponent. There's nothing wrong with that.
And in business, Grenada offers passport to Ghanaians seeking to do business in the Caribbean island that has access to 140 countries' free visa.
And in sports, Mohamed Kudus and Fatah Issahaq set to headline the 2024 edition of the Ghana Football Awards. We'll bring you the details of the nominees shortly.
And then later we'll hear from the Works and Housing Ministry as they issue a week's ultimatum to the Ghana Hydrological Authority to submit a report outlining urgent measures that will end flooding in Accra and other parts of the country.
By Monday or Tuesday, I need to hear from you so I can report to the Honourable Minister on our mitigating measures to manage the flooding that we may expect.
We also have the latest from the NSMQ competition today for you.
And Tema Methodist Senior High School, 17 points. Presbyterian Boys Secondary School, 76 points.
For life.
For life.
For life.
For life.
And I want to hear from you tonight, 055-111-1997. Tonight we start from the central region where renal patients there are in despair following the closure of the dialysis center at the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital. Desperate patients seeking treatment were turned away today, just days after the government announced its plan to fully roll out free treatment for certain groups and subsidized care for patients aged 18 to 60. At the largest treatment center serving the Westing and Westing North Central regions, the shutdown is a significant blow to these patients. My colleague Eric Asante has been at the hospital all day and joins us right now. Eric, do we know why the dialysis center was shut down precisely?
So, Evans, the hospital is yet to issue an official communication to that effect. Some of the officials who spoke to me off record cited routine maintenance as reasons for the closure, and also the reason being that some of the patients also reacted to treatment given to them at the unit. A patient indicated to me that he was called on Monday to be informed of the impending closure. He says no particular reason was given. So, Evans, the reason for the closure is a bit sketchy.
And the patients themselves, what have they been telling you about how this is affecting them? Where else are they going to get treatment?
So they say the closure took effect unexpectedly and has left them uncertain about their next line of action. They tell me that they have to travel to places like Takoradi and Accra for treatment. Some also indicated to me that there's a private facility in the Futu district, specifically in Winneba, where you also could access those dialysis services. So they had to go there, which also comes at a high cost. Let's take a listen to them.
We had to come for dialysis, and unfortunately we came to the unit and then were informed that it's been closed for services. For now, we don't know the details yet, but all we know is that it's a result of technical challenge. And it's very unfortunate, especially at the time that we were calling for a reduction in the cost of dialysis. And this has also come to compound our problems. The whole of this week, I had to do two sessions, but because of the issue, I was supposed to do my session either Monday or Tuesday. Because of the problem, I couldn't do it. So yesterday, I had to travel all the way to Winneba to a private facility to have it there.
I want to speak to Thomas Kahn. He's a renal patient, and he has been attending the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital for treatment and joins us on the line right now. Thomas, so what's the alternative now for you? Where are you going to get the treatment?
Well, Evans, it's very unfortunate. At the moment, I'm looking at either going to Takoradi or have to go to Winneba like that. Takoradi, I'm looking at Ifeanyi Nkwanta Hospital, which is a government hospital, which I was looking at a cost which might be a bit cheaper or at a lower rate. But going to the second option, which is Winneba, which is a private facility, is rather on the high side. So I'm really caught in a serious state. Especially to do with the cost involved. So doing cost analysis, and then I have to, choose one. Definitely I would want to go to a public one. But unfortunately, just looking at the stress and all of that, it's become a difficult moment for me and other patients, Evan.
And tell me about what you've been told about the specific reasons why the facility was closed for maintenance. Was there an issue there that you know of?
What we have gathered so far is that it's a technical challenge that they are trying to resolve. At the moment, we gather it is something to do with their water system that they need to rectify, because if it's not rectified, the problem will still persist. So that is what hospital authorities say they are working around the clock to resolve. So we can only hope they do it as soon as possible, and then we can always we can just wish them the best, because we need their services as soon as possible. Because of this situation, just having one session this week, instead of the minimum of.
Hello, Thomas.
Hi, Evan.
Yes, have you been told?
I'm saying that this problem is a serious one. For instance, I do a minimum of two in a week. But because of this issue, I am forced to do one session this week because of the stress in it and the cost involved. Because I told you, I had to go to Winneba for it, which is a private facility, which is more expensive. And looking at
the price difference, traveling stress,
and even the cost of transportation, it makes it more problematic for me.
What was the price difference between the Winneba facility and the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital?
Cape Coast Teaching Hospital is $490. And then this private facility is $520.
So you compare transportation.
The price difference is quite amount. And for instance, yesterday when I went to this facility at Winneba, because it's a private facility and I was a new patient there, I had to go and do some labs. I had to do a new folder. So, you know, yesterday I spent almost 1,000 cedis on this. If the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital was working, I would have spent less than 500 cedis.
Okay, Thomas, thank you very much. And earlier there were reports that the renal unit at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital had also closed for maintenance. My colleague, Marcel Abagba, has been there and is joining me right now because the hospital has clarified that that isn't the case. Max, can you confirm that? That when you spoke to the hospital, their officials, they were clear to you that that facility is still up and running?
Exactly, Evans. One of the workers who met there told us that, contrary to reports, workers at the Kolebu renal unit, they say that the facility has not been shut down for maintenance work. According to one of those we spoke to, who spoke to us on condition of anonymity, she said that they experienced some technical challenges, but these challenges have been resolved. And indeed, whilst we were there, I met the president of the Renal Patients Association of Ghana, Kwejo Bakwa Hinkra, who says the unit is attending to cases, including emergency ones. In fact, while we were there, an ambulance pulled up, and in there we had about four end-stage kidney patients who had just been brought to the facility. And Kwejo Bakwa Hinkra, the president of the Renal Patients Association, told me that they were actually emergency cases, and they have been brought there for dialysis treatment. So he was surprised that there were reports out there that the facility had shut down for maintenance work. The workers who I met there also told me that they were quite surprised that there were reports out there that they had shut down for maintenance work. They say that they are running, they just had some technical challenges, and that they've resolved things, they are working.
Thank you very much. And that is Maxwell. He's been to the Kolebu Teaching Hospital for us. I want to stay on the subject of health because tonight civil society groups pushing for government to clear container loads of critical medicine supplies from the Global Fund say they are going ahead to stage a demonstration to let government know they disapprove of its handling of the drugs, and which has been stuck at the ports for quite a while. And the commodities are made up of HIV, malaria and TB medications were given to Ghana by the fund at no cost to the country, but the drugs have remained in containers at the port since October last year, raking up demurrage and other third-party charges. But today, the Health Minister, Bernard Okoboy, vowed to ensure the goods are cleared within 2 weeks following release of 7.4 million cedis by the Finance Ministry.
We are committed to getting the containers up. And for me, personally, irrespective of the bureaucracies involved with government and all that, I have given myself 2 weeks. 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I myself will not be encouraged if there is two more or one more container left at the port. In fact, And this one, you can take it from me. If by 2 weeks we still have containers at the port, you will not see me here. I'll be sitting right at the port. I'll sit at the port with them until everything comes out. We could have, I've said it somewhere, we could have handled it in a better way. But we don't want to go into the past. We want to make sure that going to the future, these things don't recur. I don't want to blame anybody. But I have said that there are two factors that accounted for what happened. One, the processes that we go through to clear containers. As a result of some exemption bills that have been put in place, there were new lines in terms of things that you have to do, like paying some third-party charges and all that. That was introduced, but it's still not an excuse. The second one is that the Ministry of Health must work closely, seamlessly, with Ministry of Finance. I don't think it was excellent in the past. We put in place measures to make it seamless so that no Ghanaian will hear that something meant for Ghanaians is stuck at the port.
Well, earlier today, the ministry, as a health ministry, released a statement giving details of the consignment at the port. Head of our health desk, Fred Smith, joins me right now with details of the particular statement. And there's been some confusion over the kinds of commodities in the containers at the port. What do we know now?
Well, Evans, in this statement issued by the ministry this afternoon, it gives a list of the medications we have in the container, and they include mosquito nets, pharmaceuticals for ARVs, HIV, RDTs, and ACTs. Also, we have TB medication and medical devices and equipment for TB cartridges, and those are the medications that we have in those containers stuck at the port right now, Evans.
And how many containers are we talking about?
Well, the statement is mentioning the total containers, 280.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Three that were brought in by the Global Fund, but it's saying that they went to the Finance Ministry to ask for chits to clear them. They didn't get a chit for all of them. They got for the others, except some 64 others, which they did. So the 64 containers were outstanding in terms of chits as to how much, how many of these containers were indeed cleared following the receipt of chits from the Finance Ministry. That's not clear, but a source at the Health Ministry has just told me that the outstanding is 118 containers containing all of these medications that I listed to you.
Fred Smith, thank you very much. Well, civil society groups who have been pushing for the drugs to be cleared say they will go ahead with their planned demonstration. Listen to Ernest Amwabing. Austin speaks for the civil society groups.
We have seen the statements from the ministry and we are not impressed at all. There are too many inconsistencies in that statement. If you compare this statement with the one they issued on April 8th or 9th, about when we had the first press conference, you can see the inconsistencies in terms of the numbers of containers that they received. You also recall that just a few days ago, they were telling the Ghanaian public that the containers in there at the port do not contain TB medications. Per their new statement, they themselves are admitting that there are TB. So earlier on, the ministry said there are no TB medications at the port and that they have cleared all of them. But as per their new statement, you can see that they have made a U-turn, now admitting that there are indeed TB medicines at the port. So clearly, you can see inconsistency on the part of government. This is not the first time they are giving us these kind of assurances. They've done it in the past. They didn't live up to expectation. So this time, we are not taking their word for it. Until we see the last container cleared from the port, we are going ahead with our demonstration. We want to send a petition officially, formally, to the president of the land and let him know that we are not happy with what is happening in the country at the moment. Beyond their concern about the 7 million, we are even more concerned about the wholesomeness of the medications, because these are medications that are supposed to be stored under certain prescribed conditions. As we speak, for over 1 year, we are not too sure the conditions under which these medicines have been stored. Besides, a good number of them will be expiring first quarter 2025. So we are really worried.
And you're still live, your News Night is on Joy 99.7 FM. And I will hear from you pretty shortly, and I'll share it with the rest of the world, 055-111-11997. Now, the Wexon Housing Ministry has tonight issued a week's ultimatum to the Ghana Hydrological Authority to recommend immediate interventions that will be required to end flooding in parts of the country. A few hours of showers overnight led to flooding in parts of Accra and other parts of the country, with many questioning what is happening and what government plans to do about this. Also emerging over whether there is an end in sight to the perennial flooding challenges. We'll hear from the Deputy Minister for Wexon Housing pretty shortly. But today, you may have noticed in parts of the capital that it rained pretty heavily, and that caused a bit of a havoc. NADMU is calling for the demolition of buildings closer to a bridge at Kiseman, which floods anytime it rains. The disaster management organization was at the scene of this particular flooding that occurred because that bridge was affected. Municipal NADMU director for Ga East, Seth Kofi Osekusi, blamed the construction of houses along the banks of the stream that flows under the bridge as a main reason behind the perennial flooding in the area.
3 weeks back, Ga East and Okankwe North, we both came here to make assessment. And when we went there, you could see that people had put in their structures right on the riverbanks, that the flooding gets through their rooms on the window, above the window level. As I'm talking to you now, Okankwe North is doing dredging. We are also doing dredging, because when we do it and they don't do it, it can't work zero. But it has gone into a place, look at this place. Where would the excavator drive through? It cannot. And when it even dredges, where is he going to put it? They build along the places. So it's not about we having differences. No, there are no differences. The fact is that it's two assemblies that are sharing the boundary, and we are working together. We need to call spade a spade. Since they are there, those structures must be moved, or else every year we'll talk about it.
Well, residents of the area, some of whom blocked the road leading to the bridge this dawn, resulting in heavy vehicular traffic, want the bridge reconstructed. Listen to them.
The flood have taken over everything again. So we are pleading to the government to come to our end and come and raise the bridge. They buried the bridge on the floor, on the ground. I think they have to raise it. The contractor who did this thing, I'm still repeating it again. He have to look at the Christian Village Hill and look at the Paraku before construct the bridge. Arriving at the bridge is high, it won't disturb anybody. You can see Achimota Bridge, Achimota overhead, and the Apenkwa and Co. So that is how suppose we are pleading. They should come to our end, come and do this thing for us.
This thing has been happening all the time, and we have repetition of all video coverages every day. Governments will come, will go. Governments will come, will go. We just want actions to be taking place. This thing is made over so many years. If this bridge has been raised a little bit, these problems will be solved. You understand?
Well, tonight there is a directive to the Hydrological Authority to recommend immediate interventions that will be required to end flooding across the country. Listen to Dr. Prince Ama. He is a deputy sector minister. He has been speaking to staff of the authority as part of a working visit to agencies under the Wexon Housing Ministry.
We are in June, and I have still not heard from you. So my instruction is that by within the next by Monday or Tuesday. I need to hear from you so I can report to the Honorable Minister on our mitigating measures to manage the flooding that we may expect. The little rains that we have experienced today, there are so many areas that we understand that are experiencing flooding. We don't have to wait. We have to act proactively. So my instruction is that within the next 1 week, you need to advise the ministry the specific interventions in which areas, which communities, which districts do we have to undertake immediate, across the country, both in Accra, Greater Accra, across the country. You know that I come from a flood-prone area. You have visited my constituency. You know Kwesimintim is a low-lying area, and whenever it rains, it imposes a devastating experience for our people. And not only that, but across the country. So we want to be very proactive. We need to undertake those intervention measures immediately. And that's why I'm giving you that 1 week to advise the ministry the intervention areas so that we can act proactively to forestall the destruction of properties and also losing of lives.
We can now speak to Richard Ameko. He's the head drainage department to the Ghana Hydrological Authority. Thank you, Richard, for your time here on News Tonight. I'm curious, do you or do you not have an existing flood management plan at the authority?
Yeah, good evening, Evans, and good evening to your cherished listeners. Yes, we have. We already have an emergency national flood control program, which we do undertake every year, as and when we get commencement.
So when a minister says that he's giving you a week to come up with immediate interventions to end flooding, is it different from what you already have?
Not really, but then we have already identified some hot spots within the entire country. So by the close of work tomorrow, we're going to share that with the Deputy Minister.
So what you're going to present to the Deputy Minister is not a comprehensive national plan to end flooding, but hot spots and what you're doing about them.
Yeah, so if we talk about a comprehensive work to be done, that would come out from the drainage master plan, which has already been done for Greater Accra and then Kumasi. So then we are looking at a national one, drainage master plan for the entire country. That is what currently is ongoing. But for now, to speak to that, Evans, I heard you talking about Kisiman flooding.
I'll come to Kisiman, obviously. But I'm interested in the drainage master plan. If we have a drainage master plan, why do we keep having floods across the country, particularly here in the Greater Accra region?
Yes, Evans, it's true. But then some of the places that we have flooding or flooding is occurring, it's mostly of attitudinal issues. Okay, so people are still filling wetlands all around where water could stay, or the flood water, when you overtop the banks, could stay for some time before, when the rain subsides, before it moves back into the stream. But these are places that people are continually filling. So ideally, when they do that, what happens is that the water cannot move anywhere. When it rains, it doesn't have anywhere to go than to spread into people's homes.
But doesn't the drainage master plan specify clearly where people can and cannot build? Isn't this an admission that we aren't enforcing what this plan says?
Yes, as you said, you're right. It is all about enforcing the laws. So it is about time the local authorities has to enforce the laws for people not to develop in wetlands, areas that are not supposed to be built.
So bottom line, we have the drainage master plan that should end flooding, but we have failed to implement and enforce it.
Yes, Evans, it is not a drainage master plan has to end flooding, but it is about implementing what is in the Dune Master Plan.
And if you do that, if you do that, what would it mean for flooding? If you implement fully, what would it mean for flooding going forward?
So then it will mitigate flooding in the city.
So it comes, back to my point, does it not? That because we fail to implement and enforce that plan you have, that's why we're having the flooding as we have it unmitigated.
Yes, Evans, and it all boils down to resources. And you know, constructing storm drains are very expensive. Very, very expensive. And in places that are supposed to be reserved, people are living in there. So it makes government difficult. The resources that we have, we're not able to, I mean, construct storm drains to that effect. It's quite expensive.
So the master plan.
But then we have an estimate for countrywide.
How much are we talking about?
That is going over $6 million.
Say that again.
Over $6 million.
$6 million.
Yes.
To construct all the drains we require to mitigate flooding according to the master plan.
Very well.
But that doesn't sound like much in the grand scheme of things, considering the havoc floods causes in this country every year. We lose far more than $6 million a year through flooding, possibly.
Yes, it is all because people are... Some places have to be reserved, naturally, Evans. All those wetlands have to be reserved. So that we don't... Now, once the people goes into developing those areas that are supposed to be reserved, it is rather now bringing more cost to government. I don't know whether you're getting my explanation. It is making it difficult, quite difficult. Places are supposed to be reserved. If you go to the... If you go outside, I mean, if you go to the Europe countries or wherever, if it is reserved, it's reserved. You're not supposed to live there. Nobody goes into build in those areas. And if yesterday I was on your show, I was one of Joy Prime. Yeah. I was saying that places are also have issues with ECG.
Yeah, and I heard you explain that. But quickly, the $6 million you require to construct all the storm drains we require, how much of that do you have now?
Evans, this will be difficult to...
I'm just asking whether you have it or not. You don't, I suppose.
Well, I think we're still in talk with the ministry about this.
How long has this master plan been in place?
I think for the past 3-4 years ago.
So at least... 3 years, you need $6 million to construct the drains, and you say you don't have it.
Well, that is difficult for me to speak to. Yeah.
Parliament recently approved a $150 million loan from the World Bank. Have you been assured to deal with flooding and etc., drainage, etc.? Have you been assured that you may get part of this for the work you need to expand and build new drains?
Yes, very well. I mean,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To come back to the Kissimmee issue, that Kissimmee culvert is right under this funding that is coming from, this loan that is coming from the World Bank. Yes, it's under the Garrick project, which the consultant has finished the design of that bridge. And then the good thing also here is that under the Gare project, upstream of what is happening or what happened today, which is the Gayek area, we're going to site 2 detention ponds to hold the storm water for some time. After the rain subsides, then it releases back into the drain. So those people living down there will not be having so much flow coming in as we are seeing now.
So that is assurance to those in Kiseman today who experienced that flooding that we just reported a short while ago. When you receive that money, you fix that problem for them?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Do you have any timelines in mind you can share with them?
Yes, so we're looking at by September, we should be through with the process. So contractor can start, the construction.
Thank you very much. And that there is Richard Ameko. He is the head drainage department at the Ghana Hydrological Authority, talking to us about the flooding challenge with Ghana. And if you're in Kiseman, you just heard the assurance there. Let me hear from you tonight. 055-111-1997 is the WhatsApp line. And let me share a few of your thoughts with the rest of the world now on all the stories you've heard so far. And one here says, tell the man to come to Dansoman around Keep Fit Down. Some estate developers are filling the wetlands there. Our duty bearers are not trustworthy. And that's a subject of the floods. And other one says, this is from Nana on the Spinters Road, says, drive around Teshi and you'll be surprised the areas are filling waterways and building. I'm personally praying for nature to take its course. How lawless can we live in this country is a view that he expresses there. Now, on the subject of the what we brought you on top story on the case letter forcing a matter, Samuel says the ambulance matter and the fallout shouldn't be trifled with. It shouldn't be seen as NDC against MPP, another Jakba against the AG. It goes to the very core of our justice delivery system. Did I hear the judge has been taken care of and that Jakba need not worry? He said about her, I'm hugely scandalized, he says. A few of your thoughts there here on Newsnight. Right after business, I'll take you into the election headquarters. We'll be hearing from the General Secretary of the National Democratic Congress.
Our concern is to make sure that the quality implementation is safeguarded. Our MPs, their job is to make sure that bill's conversation should be about how the quality of that program can be enhanced.
And that there is Fifi Kwete. We'll be hearing more from him as he talks about the free SHS and the proposed bill that will make a law that will be binding on successive governments. He says they will not support that if it's only to protect the political legacy of President Akufo-Addo. Also, he announces what their review will entail of the free SHS, including allowing parents who can afford to pay so they can use the money saved to expand the free SHS to cover private schools as well. And then why is the NDC accusing the MPP of plagiarizing their campaign strategy? All that after Mr. Shen is done with the business. I know it makes you feel a bit old when I say Mr. Shen. Hello, James.
Hello, Evans. Right, so coming up in business tonight, Grenada offers passport to Ghanaians seeking to do business in the Caribbean island that has access to over 140 countries' free visa. And Magdan Group announces plans to expand operations and export salt to the Caribbean island. Business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business, Kingdom Books and Stationery, Syntex Tanks, and Pepsodent Charcoal and Herbal.
Life is a stage and we're all players, playing the supporting role.
The title of my poem is
Playing with Rhythm. Playing the lead. Playing to win. Playing with gusto. Playing for the sheer thrill until the curtain falls. Because every journey begins with play. Kickstart yours with MTN. So, what are we doing today? MTN.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books and Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom.
Kingdom. And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery, and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaje, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Community 1, opposite Olam SHS, Kumasi KNUSD Campus, UCC Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209, or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com.
Water is needed all day, all night. So, remember Syntex Tank, all day, all night. 7 years warranty. Select any color for free. In no de crack, in no de spoil. Call Accra on 0244-335-168. Kumasi 0505-555-666. Syntex Tank. A strong, a tough. Water is needed all day, all night. So, remember Syntex Tank, all day, all night. 7 years warranty. Select any color for free. In no de crack, in no de spoil. Call Accra on 0244-335-168. Kumasi 0505-555-666. Syntex Tank, a strong, a tough.
Yeah. We have a new leader in town, OBRNT. I'm a for, me don't want to see when I'm saying my baby, mama more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mama lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Hey. Introducing the new President Charcoal packed with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
Hello, my name is Mamiukia, an entrepreneur and a mother of two. My work keeps me busy most of the time and sometimes it takes me away from my family. But the safety and health of my family is very important to me. As a working mother, I cannot afford to take any chances when it comes to matters of health. That is why I signed up for a family health care plan from Equity Health Insurance. My family and I have access to over 700 hospitals, clinics, opticians, dentists, pharmacies and diagnostic centers across the length and breadth of Ghana. With Equity Health Insurance, I no longer have to worry about medical bills. Anytime a member of my family visits a hospital, Equity Health Insurance has got my family and I covered. What about you? Who has got you covered?
Call Equity Health Insurance on 050-660-7910 and talk to them about your family health needs now. Visit equityhealthinsurance.com for more information. Equity Health Insurance, here for you.
Welcome back to Business on Newsnight. I am James Ishan. Let's settle for the details. First of Caribbean island country, Grenada has revealed that it is offering passport and citizenship to Ghanaians, but will be tied to investment. Holders of the passport will have access to more than 140 countries around the world visa-free, including UK and China. The move is part of the Caribbean island's effort to attract investment into their country. Ghanaian businesses that are able to invest at least $100 million will have access to first passport. Prime Minister of Grenada, Dickian Mitchell, has been speaking to Joy Business on the sidelines of the AfriExim annual meetings in Nassau, Bahamas.
An investment migration program. We recognize that, you know, migration is not just the movement of people, but essentially the movement of capital as well. And so what it seeks to do is to link investment with citizenship, because obviously it's a way of attracting foreign direct investment. So there are Ghanaians who are prepared to either invest with the country itself by investing in the country or investing in a private real estate development. Once the necessary due diligence is conducted, obviously we want to make sure that it's persons who are upright citizens who are not have any sort of criminal backgrounds or any other thing that would be of a threat to national security, not just of us, but our friends and partners. Once the due diligence process is complete and you make the investment, then you would be entitled to Grenadian citizenship.
Meanwhile, from next month, Ghanaians can travel to Grenada without requiring visa. The agreement to aid verse initiative has been signed between Ghana and the Caribbean island. However, Grenada believes that all the necessary documentations could be finalized before the end of this month. Prime Minister Dickian Mitchell still has been speaking to Joy Business.
signed the memorandum of understanding. We did that in February on the president's visit to Grenada when he came to celebrate our 50th anniversary of independence. So really it's for the instruments, the formality of the instruments to be deposited and for the what I would call paperwork to be done to ensure that it happens. But our position right now is even if once we've signed the MOU, we will operationalize in Grenada. So if you land as a Ghanaian in Grenada, you will certainly get a visa on arrival. We committed when we were in Ghana about a month ago that we would just double check on our end to make sure that all is in place. So I certainly expect that by the end of the month should be no requirement at all. It's a 30-day visa-free requirement, so once you get in and you're staying 30 days or less, there's no need for a visa.
Prime Minister of Grenada, Dickian Mitchell, speaking to Joy Business on the sidelines of the annual meetings of Afreximbank Bank in Nassau, Bahamas. Now, Magdan Group says it is working to establish presence in the Caribbean before the end of the year. The move is part of efforts to extend their services to the Caribbean market when it comes to salt export, aviation and cargo businesses. Executive Chairman of the group, Dr. Daniel Macaulay, has been speaking to Joy Business after a high-level meeting with the Prime Minister of Grenada.
It's about time we look beyond our territory. It's about time we look beyond Ghana, and the Caribbean can be a good place to look at for investment. I mean, looking at what we have on our plate, we're not going to do anything different. It's what we're doing that we're going to send over there to see how we can do it better.
In terms of the salt business, in terms of the aviation business and all the rest, all these things could be possibly started here.
Well, if you look at in terms of logistics, you'll notice that there's no connection between Africa and the Caribbean. If you look at manufacturing, you also notice that it's something we can do pretty well with our salt. We can set up a small refinery, a refinery to supply salt in the whole Caribbean. Plus or minus, our private aviation, looking at also our cargo movement between Africa and the Caribbean, we can look at it.
Executive Chairman of Magdan Group, Dr. Daniel Macaulay, there speaking now. Leading telecommunications company MTN Ghana has reiterated its commitment to leverage technology to address risks associated with lending in the small and medium scale sector. According to the Chief Executive of Mobile Money Limited, Shai Buaruna, effective collaborations with lending institutions will enhance the profitability of small businesses to help them pay back loans. He spoke at the MTN Ghana Business Executive Breakfast Series on bridging the gap for SMEs.
For us in MTN, we believe that we have the technology that will enable us to address the issues around the risk of defaults of customers. And this we are doing by using customer transaction data in order to be able to predict the ability to pay and also the risk around default. And based on their transaction behavior, we can profile them in terms of the levels of credits that we're able to provide them in partnership with the banks and other financial service providers.
And that's all for business on Newsnight with me, James Ishan. Over to Evans.
James, thank you very much. And Ms. Bao is here with sports. Hello, Ms. Bao.
Yeah, hello, Evans. Well, Evans, Ghana Football Association, the Ghana Premier League is buzzing now because of the development between Real Tommy United and Dreams FC. On Wednesday, Dreams FC played their outstanding game against Real Tommy United. That game ended 8-1, but it has emerged that Real Tommy United fielded some unregistered players. And in view of that, the Ghana Football Association has also decided to open investigation into the matter. And a statement that they released mentioned that they were going to go ahead and investigate the club for what they believe was fielding unregistered players to participate in that game. Also, they said the players who engage, who avail themselves for Real Tommy United to use them, who we understand are coming from Division 2, will also be investigated and, if found guilty, will face the full rigors of the law over there. Well, Evans, also, it has Dreams FC have also just recently released a statement responding to the issues that have come up. And in that statement, they say that they have also filed a protest against Real Tommy United for fielding unqualified players in their outstanding Ghana Premier League match played on 12 June 2024. They say the protest launched at the Ghana Football Association today is in furtherance to verbal protests raised by their captain and team manager before kickoff.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
After doubting the identities of the opposition players during the inspection, they say the verbal protest was duly noted and recorded by the match officials before the start of the match. So, really interesting development in the Ghana Premier League. The Ghana Football Awards has been launched and the nominees are out, and top of the agenda is the Footballer of the Year.
Mm.
And guess what?
I can guess.
All right.
Not how many, but okay. The top of that tree.
Mm-hmm. There are four of them in there.
Yeah, but top of that tree for me will definitely be Pate.
No.
Oh.
No.
Is it Premier League?
No. I mean, Ghana Football Awards. Yeah.
Ghana Football.
But Pate is not there. Pate,
really?
Pate didn't quite have a good season, you know.
At Arsenal,
he was out injured.
So who?
Yeah, Mohamed Kudus. I thought you were going to mention him.
Kudus. Okay.
He had a good season with West Ham. His first season at West Ham. Okay, decent, yeah. Decent. Yeah. Fatawu Issahaku.
But he isn't there at all.
What? He's not what?
Pate isn't there at all.
No, he's not there.
I mean, when he returned, he was great for us.
Yeah, but that was just like 2 months or so.
Anyway.
Yeah, just 2 months. Not enough. Fatawu Issahaku is in there. He had a fantastic season with Leicester City.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Young Player of the Year with Leicester City. Really good. Inaki Williams for Athletic Bilbao. Also, you know, is in there, and Osman Bukhari of Red Star Belgrade is also in there in the nominee. So we are looking forward to that. And the weekend, of course, we'll not be here tomorrow, but the weekend, the end of the Ghana Premier League, FC Samatex, they are champions elect events to the second season of the Ghana Premier League, and they've won the title, and the coronation will be happening on Sunday in Samraboy. So we'll be there to bring all the.
We are counting down also to the Euros tomorrow.
Yeah, starting tomorrow. Okay. Germany versus Scotland. Predictions.
Germany.
Who is winning the tournament, though?
Oh, that's a difficult one. Mm-hmm. I would go for Spain.
Spain.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll go for Spain. We'll see. Thank you very much, Bao. This is your election headquarters. And election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Clean Fuel in Full Quantity, CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICPA, and CIMA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness, and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging gaps for positive youth development. And tonight, the Free SHS is still in a comfortable lead when it comes to the raft of issues that will top discussions ahead of the 2024 elections. And tonight we are hearing from the General Secretary of the NDC, Fifi Fiavikwite, who says as part of a comprehensive plan to review the policy, parents who can afford to pay for their children will pay in order to save money to expand the policy to cover private schools, underserved and deprived areas as well. This is in line with the NDC's promise in the 2020 manifesto, which we will repeat this year. He spoke to me on PM Express.
If you listen to us carefully, and it's not just even us, all the major stakeholders in education, parents, teachers, I mean, what you call them, all the groups have called for a proper review of the Free SHS policy. And one of the things that they've kept saying all the time is that the situation where government is forcing to literally pay the fees of even people who have paid is something that has to be looked at again. That is a major plank of the conversation relating to the review. It tells you there are still ways in which you can have a proper review in which proper resources can be allocated to places where the real needs are being felt. And that conversation is a conversation. And we've said in our manifesto as well that we are going to have that review.
Which parts are you going to cut to save money to then accommodate this expansion?
If you follow exactly the clamor of not just parents but also of teachers, asking that there are many things that parents can contribute, it tells you that you can actually find ways in which you allow parents to play some bigger role where government resources can actually go into making sure greater quality is provided. A lot more is expanded to help a lot more people who are in need.
But exactly what does it look like under an NDC government? Are you suggesting that under your government, parents who can afford will pay their fees?
If you have a proper review of a program, which program means, for example, that all the government is doing at the moment, which is not enough. Parents have a way in which they can make their contribution. It simply means that government, therefore, is in a position to use the resources.
So you will go, so you allow specific parents to make contributions? I'm not finished.
Yes, because parents themselves are telling that we can make a contribution. If you can't pay some of the fees of your ward, why would government want to force you to not to pay?
So the next NDC government will allow parents who can afford to make contributions to the free SHS?
As part of the review, definitely.
Well, as you may have also heard this week, the majority leader announced that the education minister will be presenting before parliament a free SHS bill that will bind successive governments. Well, the general secretary says they will only support the bill under one condition, which is that it must address the quality issues affecting the free SHS as we have it currently. Let's bring in Kofi Asare, is the head of the Africa Education World. Kofi, on this point that the NDC is making about their review, they're now clarifying what that review is, get parents who can afford to pay, so you save money to expand it to private schools. Give me a quick take on that.
Well, we've been calling for the NDC to clarify what it means by review all these years, and so I'm happy they have begun communicating their understanding of a review of the policy. Since 2019 or so, all stakeholder calls for reviewing the free SHS policy have been along the line of ensuring that parents who have the capacity to pay are made to pay. That is basically the first and major review proposal that every actor within the space has made. So reviewing for cost efficiency, reviewing for equitable spending is the way to go. The reason why it's the way to go is that if people who are earning enough by virtue of data available to government are asked to pay 2,000 cedis a year averagely, which is how much government pays a year for your senior high school ward, it will make available to government liquid cash so that government will be able to support its own financing of a policy it is struggling to finance. All the problems in the free senior high school, underlying all the problems in the free senior high school policy, is a liquidity issue. To finance an issue. So this will help to resolve the underlying challenges of the policy.
Thank you very much, Kofi Asare. At least now we have some clarity from the NDC, and this is something we'll be interrogating a bit more in the coming days as we approach the elections and see the manifestos themselves. Kofi Asare heads the Africa Education Watch there. And let's stay within the election headquarters, because the Vice President and MPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, appears to be using a narrative to garner support for his presidential bid. First, likening himself to a driver's mate, a conductor, and then the current president as a driver. He is urging people to vote for him and entrust him with the role of driver, promising to lead the country effectively. He also seems to be using a new dance and engaging in activities considered to be youthful to connect with young people. Maxwell Agbagba has more in this report.
NPP flag bearer Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia at one of his campaign events urging electorates to hand him a steering wheel and put him in the driving seat as president. This was after he said during his address to the nation that he was only a driver's mate.
I am like a driver's mate, but by the grace of God, if you make me the president, I will be in the driver's seat.
The comments received criticism from some political analysts. Despite the backlash, Dr. Bawumia remains unfazed. He has now incorporated a new dance move which mimics driving into his campaign. This dance is performed to a song by hip-hop musician Guru, in which the lyrics have been changed from Chi to English. Quote, "Bawumia, I'll give you the car," unquote. The NPP flag bearer and vice president was seen dancing enthusiastically to this tune during a Youth Connect event.
Middle, huh?
Just this week, Dr. Baumia was seen singing King Palute's Asida together with a musician. Professor Eche Sikanku is a political and communication analyst. He has done an analysis of Dr. Mahmoud Baumia as a vice president. He recently launched a book he authored titled Dr. Baumia and the Modern Vice Presidency in Ghana. He says his approach is resonating with people.
The use of metaphors in Ghana's political discourse or political space is not new. It is something that Ghanaians can relate to. It is the tro-tro and the myth and driver system is something that Ghanaians are very familiar with. And so he used that in order to be able to connect with the ordinary Ghanaian, because in language, there is both a referential scheme and a shared framework. And for the speaker and the audience to be able to share a certain understanding, he latched onto this particular metaphor in order to communicate his language. And
you can imagine Dr. Baumia right now doing the dance with the steering wheel, imaginary steering wheel in his hands on the back of this particular tune. This is your election headquarters indeed, here on Joy 99.7 FM. It is Newsnight. And of course, talking about drivers, there are a few schools in the driving seat today when it comes to the National Science and Maths Quiz. Well, it's a prelude before the ultimate battle. Who will dominate in the Bono and Greater Accra regions at the ongoing regional championship of the National Science and Maths Quiz as the top schools clash? Let's start from the Bono region. Where we're seeing a very interesting contest. Also here in Accra, in the Greater Accra region, my colleague Adobe Asari has been following this very, very closely also for us. Well, Presec. They were in the particular contest. Adobia, what happened in that contest?
Right, Evans. The euphoria here was immense some minutes ago when Presec secured the third slot in the Greater Accra Regional Championship with a resounding final result of 76 points, which is 59 points away from their close contenders. Also, two other schools who have already qualified for tomorrow's race are Ashaman SHS and the Achimota School. The final contest, which is between Accra Academy, Accra Girls and Accra High, is underway. However, when the quiz mistress was about announcing the results for the second round, the lights went off and is still off, retarding the progress of the contest, Evans.
Well, thank you very much, Obia, for that quick update there for us, that contest here in the Greater Accra region. And if your school is involved, this is where to stay to get all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.